Blog Talk Radio.
Dreams, but I'm thinking, like, gosh, if I wasn't doing this, what would I be doing? I'd probably be like braiding hair, working at a supermarket, you know, just hustling two jobs, you know what I mean? At least trying to do the right thing. I lost so much, you know, I lost so much over the years, but like, it's amazing how when you decide that you want to do the right thing, and when I say I finally made it, like, I don't mean I made it, like, successfully with money. I mean, like, I'm spiritually successful right now. Like, I'm on the right track. I'm on my way to, like, a place where I never dreamed I'd be, and that's perfection. I'm striving for that. I don't think nobody ever be perfect, but I'm striving to be that. I'm striving, I don't think. So what I'm saying to all my fans is, if I could do it, I know y'all can do it too.
Peace, love, and light energy. This is the Her Story Homeschool Radio. I am the lucky little ladybug. It is a Tuesday Tish Talks about how you don't get no points for that. First off, we want to honor and respect all the ancestor energy present, Ashe. I want to thank each and every one of you, both near and over the hills and far away, for all your continued support. Shout out to India. Welcome to the Her Story Homeschool Tribe. We are glad and grateful to have you. This month, our honorary sponsor is Mr. Shatik R. Howes Sr., author of an upcoming poetry book entitled Poised, that he entrusted Her Story Publishing House of New York to edit for him, and we thank you. We are going to have Mr. House on real soon to explain exactly what the title Poised means, and hopefully share some of his dope work with us. Y'all know I'm always honest with y'all, and I was coming into the show, and I just I almost canceled it because my energy got real foggy, and so I just wanted to be able to share that with you guys. If I seem a little off tonight, I do apologize, but no worries. I got my chamomile, my lavender tea, I got my candle burning and my patchouli incense burning in the background, and so, you know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. If you've ever gotten a tough love speech from me, then you've probably heard me say you don't get no points for that. And what I mean when I say this is that sometimes we do things for others expecting something in return and then get upset when that person doesn't meet our expectation. You don't get no points for that. So that's what's on the table tonight. I got a few things I want to share with y'all. We don't have too long to be here, so you know how we do. We're going to take a quick music break and let our followers and listeners that just got their notifications get up in the VIP lounge at our episode page. If you have not already, please hit that hot pink follow button so you can be notified when we get a chance to get on here and kick it with y'all. Tonight's music breaks are going to primarily be L. Varner and A. Marie, but there's some bonus tracks in there. You know, I'm always trying to pull in different kinds of music, and I've been taking you guys' suggestions about splitting up the dialogue with more music, and it keeps me from fussing so much, so I get it. So go ahead and get your tea and light your candle and your incense and create a mood, because you're going to get into a very uncomfortable conversation, which is what we do on Tuesdays. So Let's take a quick break. This is Elverna with her debut single, which is what I want to play for you so that you know who she is when I play her other music. This one is called Only Want to Give It to You. It's just something light before we get started. Get up in here, fam. We'll be right back.
Just another Romeo, the shoe you passed by in the store window. But soon as I got home, I wish I bought you instead. I got it bad. I'll take the black, take the navy and red. No other man has ever, ever had quite this effect. I sleep alone, cause there's no room in my bed for any other lover. When no
talks about how you don't get no points for that. We are taught that martyrdom is noble and long-suffering is righteous. I would challenge those theories on tonight. Now, if a train is coming and you push someone out the way and end up killing yourself or something of the sort, that would what I would consider to be martyrdom. But when you sacrifice yourself for the benefit of someone else, you unconsciously or consciously set the expectation that at the very least, this person should acknowledge and appreciate your sacrifice. And when they don't, we get pissed off. Don't say you don't, because as soon as the pain outweighs the pleasure, we go down the list of things that we have done for people that have gone unnoticed and underappreciated. Yes, you do. These people become ungrateful and selfish in our eyes. We begin to harbor ill feelings for that person, and our relationship with them changes, especially if we never speak up about it. You don't get no points for that. You don't get no points for being upset that someone didn't do what you expected them to do, especially if you never made them aware of the expectation. That's not martyrdom. That's not even sacrifice. That's borderline manipulation. You don't get no points for that. You got to be a solid person on your own. You can't depend on nobody to make you feel solid or complete. You got to be able to put yourself first sometimes. Even as a parent, all we want to do is sacrifice for our children, sometimes to the point of danger where our own health and wellness becomes compromised. What are our children supposed to do then? I'm telling you, you don't get no points for letting people use you, fam. On another page, we recently lost our cousin, Hermias Ashkadom, known to us as Cousin Nip, Nipsey Hussle. Crazy thing about Nip is that you could ask 10 different people what they remember about him, and they will list off 10 different things, because Nip was just about that life. He was boots on the ground, grassroots, social activist, and top-notch businessman. He cared about the people in his community. He provided over 40,000 jobs in his legit life. He was a present father and a distinguished family man. If you watched the televised funeral, you might have seen Nip's mom say some very enlightening things, and she poured out libations to her son and the other ancestors, which I thought was very brave and very dope of her. Y'all know I'm not a fan of rap music, so I wasn't a fan of Nip's music, but my twin, Kid Sensation, who is also from Los Angeles, put me on, so I'm going to put y'all on to my new favorite song. One love to Nip and his family. He was a real solid dude, and this is a sad situation for us. When we lost Cousin Nip, we lost a lot. But the marathon continues. This is Grinding All My Life. We'll be right back.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice. Hustle, pay the price, wanna slice. Got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price, wanna slice. Got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. Ah, don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. Whoa. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gonna get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gonna keep on getting rich. Ah, know them Westside RSCs is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga did switch cheese and fuss, All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love in the dream we trust. You be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my love, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and punks. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunts. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look.
He lost a lot, y'all. A whole 2 minutes and 55 seconds, and not one time did he disrespect women. Did he call us bitches, hoes? None of that. And that song is dope. I don't care what you say. That shit is hot. I say. This is Her Story Homeschool Radio. I'm the Bug Bug. It's Tuesday, and I'm on my tough love tip. I am. When the calendar told us it was a new year, we all expected to have this wave of clean slate initiative, as we've had in years past. But we are entering a new age right now. We are stepping out of the age of believing and entering the age of knowing. So where last year and years past, we might have actually believed that the new year starts in the dead of winter, this year, whether we acknowledge it or not, we can feel that the new year just begun with the turn of spring, as it should. So you might just now be feeling like you're ready for a change or ready to make that move you thought you'd be ready to make a few months ago. I want to talk about something that I'm also guilty of, and that's knowing your worth and or not knowing your worth. You don't get no points for that. We have all been in relationships that have left our self-esteem in the toilet. Nobody's blaming you for that. But sometimes we miss out on somebody that really digs us because we can't believe it ourselves. Somebody could think we're cool, smart, funny, and sexy, but if we don't believe it, we might lose that person because it's draining to keep pouring into someone that refuses to be filled. Don't get no points for that, beloved. Trust me, I'm not blaming you for what you went through. That shit is real. I know that relationships can be toxic, and it can take just as long to heal from it as it took for you to walk away from it. So don't rush yourself. But if you are on the mend and not feeling valuable, first thing I would say is, chin up energy. It's going to be okay. Second, don't put it on someone else to rebuild your self-worth. You don't get no points for that. Seeing yourself as valuable or consistently feeding your self-esteem is not the same thing as being stuck up or conceited. Being humble is a big thing lately, but you can't be humble about everything. You're going to humble yourself right into another toxic relationship if you don't take the time to heal and learn to value yourself. We all have to get that good cry out. You might want to sleep it off or break some shit. I know. I get it. But after that, you need to sit down and write it out. Write all the things about the relationship that got you feeling like you're feeling. Write exactly how you feel at the moment and be honest. Write out what you did to contribute to the demise of the relationship and be honest. This process allows you to take back all the power you've given that person over your emotions. When you look at that list of things that were done to you and compare it to the list of feelings that you contracted because of that behavior that made you react in the ways that you did, that ultimately destroyed whatever y'all thought y'all was doing together, these are not things that can come with you into your next relationship. That's what I'm saying. You can't bring that shit with you. Nobody want to deal with that. Nobody care about what you went through with your ex and how you still hurt. You grown. You should be healing from those situations, and you shouldn't be in a relationship and be damaged at the same time, especially if you're not willing to heal. Some people you don't want to let go. Some people you can't let go. Some people come into your life and you got to grab them right now while your heart is still broken. But you got to be willing to heal. And you can't put that on somebody else. If you grab somebody while you're still broken, then you better be about that life of getting better and quick. Even if you turn around and get back with the person that you just left, these are still things that can no longer be tolerated. Which leads me to my next point, but we got to take a break. And I promised y'all some A. Marie. If you don't remember, A. Marie was like a flash in the pan R&B singer back in the late 90s, early 2000s. She had a bunch of hits and we loved her. But she fell off for a little while, then she came back, and now she's gone again. Come back, A. We miss you. Here's a clip of one of my favorites from her. It's called Nothing Like Loving You. Go get a snack or something, but don't go too far because we'll be back right after this.
Trying to be.
Joining us, that was A. Marie. I am Tish the Bug Bug. This is Her Story Homeschool Radio, and y'all know on Tuesday Tish Talks, I come with the uncomfortable conversations. So tonight we are talking about some behaviors we display and actions we take and even emotions that we feel that we don't get no points for, meaning nobody cares. Oh well, too bad, so sad, sucks to be you. Because if we're going to take 100% responsibility for our lives and everything that happens in it, then we also have to be willing to set standards and boundaries with people and the way we relate to them in every capacity. Stop taking shit from people. You don't get no points for that. Don't ever let anyone mistreat you in any fashion. That is simply unacceptable because I would never treat myself this way, so I can't allow you to do it either. Simple explanation after you have had to get somebody to and together, like my twin would say. We call it disrespect. That's the trigger word that'll get you cussed out when we feel disrespected. My daughter is a Cancer. And she is the most sensitive sweetheart you will ever meet. But when she flips her wig on somebody, you better believe it's because she was feeling disrespected. Because we don't play that shit. Well, we say we don't. But we are selective in who we will give the business to. And that's because of imbalance. Get on my little fairy shacker shit for a second, but let me explain. It's a simple transfer of emotions. Your children might piss you off and you snap off on your significant other or vice versa. You might be in an emotionally abusive relationship at home, which makes you a bitch at work. You might hate your job, which makes you hard to deal with at home. And we have become so comfortable displaying and accepting this behavior that we will flat out tell you why we are imbalanced. I hate my job. I need a bigger place. This man or woman is getting on my nerves. My kids don't listen. My family is always in my business. We say all kinds of shit, but we don't direct that energy where it belongs. And when we don't do that, then it will release in other areas of our lives, because that's just basic science. I hated my job for a long time. It made me miserable until I realized that it was because I no longer had the patience to be in the classroom anymore. I still loved working with children. There is little I find more fulfilling than knowing that I'm helping a family and my community thrive by taking the responsibility of educating and caring for their children so they can go be great. But my passion for this profession and knowledge of it made me too qualified for it. Just an experience on the job, an experience in life alone. Not formal education or none of that shit. Like, I really grew too big to be just a teacher in the classroom. And we have to know where we stand in life before we can move forward. We can't be so busy chasing the bag that we're not grateful for the bag that we already getting. Becoming an administrator gave me the room to grow. They kept me from leaving a job that I really didn't hate. But it wasn't until I directed that energy back into my career, which is what was hindering me. It wasn't my children. It wasn't my significant other or my family who was bearing the wrath of my misery. It was my job, and I needed to focus my attention and intention and focus back into making my job work. If you really want to do this, figure out how. Because the kids deserve better. And so if your significant other is making you miserable and you don't do nothing about it, then shame on your ass. And you deserve to feel like you are feeling, because you're doing that shit to yourself. You don't get no points for that. And you definitely don't get no points for thinking that a person that's getting over you on you don't know that they're getting over on you. They know what they're doing. We be so quick to tell ourselves that that person didn't mean it, that sometimes you don't even have to hear them say it. You don't have to hear them say they didn't mean, oh, babe, I ain't mean that, or, oh, sis, I ain't mean that, or, oh, mom, I ain't mean that. You don't even need to hear them say it. You just tell it to yourself, oh, they didn't mean it. You wouldn't treat yourself like that. And if you would, then you shouldn't. That's reason enough right there to speak up for yourself. When folks cross the line with you, you have to let them know that. Because how else are they supposed to know? They might know they did something or said something foul, but since you didn't speak up for yourself, ain't nobody going to make a big deal about it. No, beloved, hell no. And trust me, I have been called a spaz, and I've been told I ain't got no chill, no filter, and I own that shit because I do not let people mistreat me and expect me to walk it off. I don't have to. I done started fussing. So we're going to take a break. Ellie Mae is so dope. Like, she's really, really dope. And she has a new song out, and it's called Shot Clock. So we're going to take a little shot clock break, and I'll be back, and I'm going to stop fussing. Maybe. Hopefully. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you better not stop. You got 24 seconds. Can you beat the shatter clock? What you waiting on, little daddy? I ain't got that much time. You seem anxious, you seem adamant, but you ain't pressed my line. Wondering why? No, you ain't shy. I'ma say bye. But I know I won't think twice. Better let go of your pride. Oh yeah. When that nigga pull up on me, tell that nigga bad back. Don't you know all of these niggas wish that they could bag that? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now. Shot clock.
Don't feed. You gon' miss your opportunity. Shot clock. Don't feed, nigga. Pick up your feet.
What the fuck you waiting for? Yeah. It's a lot of niggas hating, and I don't entertain them. But damn, you gotta give me more.
I know, and I'm really smart.
If you don't want it like me, I can think about 100 things I could be doing right now to waste my time with you. Okay. But you gotta have it your way. Don't you know all of these niggas with the niggas bad? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now. Shot
clock.
Such a cute little ditty. That is Ellie Mae with Shot Clock. I heard that on the radio and I just said, that is a cute little ditty. We're back. We took a break because I was fussing. And I just want you guys to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put you first. Who's supposed to? We get mad at other people that don't put us first. That's not their responsibility to put you first. That's your responsibility. This is your life. You know? This is your existence. Hold up. I'm messing with my eye. Hold up. Okay, I'm sorry. But this is your life. It's your responsibility to make yourself happy, to make yourself feel fulfilled and complete and solid. Like, when we listen to that song by Nip, Grinding All My Life, like, I just feel... It just makes me feel like I'm accomplished just for surviving. I've been grinding all my life, but there's an end game to that. It gotta be. And as long as I keep putting me first, then I don't have to feel like I'm getting played out of something or I'm not important enough to somebody, because I'm important enough to me. And that's all I'm saying. It ain't nobody else's responsibility to put you first. And you don't get no points for thinking that. And yeah, people say that. I put you first. I put you first. I put you first. After me, I put you first. And you can't want nothing more than that. And you can't be mad at people when they do what's best for them. Even when it doesn't benefit you, or if it breaks your heart, or if it makes you feel bad, or if it makes you feel guilty. When people do what's best for them, you have to let them, because it's their responsibility to make themselves happy, not yours. So for whatever reason, you're not making them happy and they put themselves first and say, yo, I need to back back from this situation because I'm not happy. You have to let them have that. You have to. Because if you put yourself first, you would say, you're right. If I felt that way, I would do the same thing. Now, whether you feel that way or not is neither here nor there, because at this point, it's not about you, it's about them. They're doing what's best for them. And in turn, you have to do what's best for you. And that's what it's all about. You teach people how to treat you by the way you treat yourself. Nobody is telling you to become the stereotypical angry black woman or man either, but that's where those stereotypes are born, and our undeniable universal ability to get somebody together when we feel we have been disrespected, and with good reason. So ain't nobody apologizing for that. But if you learn, if we learn, because I am horrible with this shit on both sides of the spectrum, but if we learn how to respond from a place of love for self, then it softens the blow to the other person's ego when you got to kick their cup over and speak up for yourself. And trust me, I know that when you love someone or even care about someone, it can be difficult to check them when they cross the line with you. But when you don't, you're telling yourself that you deserve it. You're telling yourself that that's cool. It's cool for you to treat me like that. Even though I wouldn't treat myself like that, it's cool for you because I care about you. No, no, and hell no. Because I care about me, I have to teach you how to treat me, and that's not okay. So just let me let you know that right now. What's wrong with that? We think that loving somebody means that you have to take abuse from them, or you have to be unhappy, or you have to sacrifice for them, or you have to, when you want to hold somebody down, when you decide to hold somebody down, you should be doing that because that's what you want to do, not at the sacrifice of your own happiness, or your own solidness, or your own completeness, or your own balance, because you don't get no points for that, no matter who it is. Despite what you think, self only learns what you teach it. Self only learns what you teach it. You have millions of cells in your body that have nothing better to do than eavesdrop on your thoughts. So when you accept disrespect and mistreatment from someone in any capacity, you are teaching those cells that this person's ego is more important than me. So no, you don't get no points for that. And I'm not fussing. I said what I said because I love you. So if you're mad, I don't care. We're going to take a break and let you cool off because, like I said, I do uncomfortable conversations. It's kind of my thing. And we need to talk about this stuff because it's a new year and ain't nobody got time to be stroking egos in 2019. Teach humility by standing up for yourself consistently and unapologetically. If you want to take a clean slate initiative, take a clean slate initiative of putting yourself first. Let's start with everybody. From now on, it's going to be like this. Or it's going to be nothing at all. Because I need to be happy. And it's not your responsibility to make me happy, which is why I'm not asking you to make these decisions. It is my responsibility. So I take responsibility for myself by letting you know that I'm not happy with the way that we've been dealing with each other. So either things are going to change or we're going to have to end this relationship so that I can be happy and whole and complete. And that's in any capacity. Any capacity, not just romance, friendships, co-workers, friends, family members, children. Everybody has to be able to treat you the way you expect to be treated, and in return, you can act from a place of love and treat them with the same. And what's not healthy about that? At some point, we got to start mending our relationships and loving each other properly and correctly. We can't keep saying that, oh, we damaged because we've been through and we did. Come on now. We got to get better. We ain't never going to get better. We ain't never going to get over that. We ain't never going to progress past where these people have placed us. This is just where we're going to be. This is just where we're going to stay. We just going to pitch a tent right here and be oppressed and colonized and sad and depressed and mentally ill and loving each other wrong and abusing each other and damaging each other and practicing lopsided polygamy and all types of dumb shit, selling drugs to each other and killing each other and all types of dumb shit. We just going to continue to do these things because it's too hard for us to heal. It's too hard for me to say I need this for myself. All right, then. This is Khaled. Let Talk. We'll be right back.
Before we get lost, maybe I'll find. Can't get what we do without. I've never felt like it's before. I apologize.
Tension in the VIP lounge. I hope y'all doing all right. Y'all know me. I'm just asking y'all to do what I'm always asking y'all to do, and that's love yourself more. Most. Not just love yourself, because that's easy to say. When you maintain a calmly physical appearance and your representative personality is popular, then it's easy to convince ourselves that we love ourselves. But loving yourself the most is the difference between having love for someone and being in love with someone. If you have love for someone, that's easy. That's easy. But when you are in love with someone, it becomes something else. If you loved yourself the most, then none of this would be news to you. But loving yourself is more about more than protecting your emotions from attack. It's also about allowing yourself to enjoy the abundance of life whenever the universe shows out for you. We've grown. How long are we supposed to wait until we start enjoying life like we thought we would when we were young and we were going to be grown? When is it ever going to be time for us to say yes to the things that we want and need to do? If for no other reason, then it just makes me happy. It puts a smile on my face. Lots of times the universe sees how hard that we've been struggling and working and suffering, and they'll throw a little bow in our way, but because it doesn't come in a way that we can understand or control, we pass it up. We tell ourselves that's out of our character and whack shit like that. Well, maybe the universe is saying that your old character sucks and you need to get a new one. We don't admit it, because we know it sounds stupid, but sometimes we're afraid to be happy. We've been where we've been for so long that the point of whether it's good for us is irrelevant to the comfort that we've developed for us. You know you can't stand a situation, but you tolerate it for all the reasons you've created to build up your tolerance. Meanwhile, the universe is waving at you like some kind of airplane director on an airstrip, but we're afraid that we'll end up back here or worse. So we don't go. We don't go. We don't grow. And we don't get no points either. After everything I put myself through in order to make it up to me, I had to say no to some things and yes to others, because it's about balance. How ironic is it that we are spirits put on this earth to enjoy a physical experience of carnal peace, joy, and abundance. Yet we feel like this. How many of us are actually experiencing peace, joy, and abundance in this physical existence? Not just abundance in finances either. Abundance of peace and joy. We were not created to love other people. That's the bonus of the human experience, is our ability to love and feel loved. We were created to be of service to each other. That's the foundation of our documented history on this planet until a couple generations ago. If you were created to love anyone, it is most certainly should be yourself first and the most. That's the only way you're going to be able to properly love someone else anyway. We all here talking about how much we love somebody, and we barely like ourselves if they don't say nothing. We have to love ourselves despite and in spite of what anybody else is doing. We just put ourselves out there for various superficial reasons and expectations, and when it doesn't work out, we tell ourselves that we are heartbroken, and that's not fair to our hearts. If we loved ourselves the most, whenever our heart is damaged in any capacity, the first thing we would do would be to go into self-care mode and pamper ourselves with the things that bring us peace and joy so that we can heal our hearts and not carry it in pieces to another relationship, friendship, kinship, or any other kind of ship you done hopped your ass on. That's break, fam. I promised another L Burner joint. Like, I'll be honest and say I have no idea what kind of music she's making these days, but this first project does not disappoint. The whole thing is dope, but I had to pick a favorite, and this is it. This one is called Leaf. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Project. If you are just now joining us, you missed the whole damn show. No worries, though. Stay here. The playback will be available immediately. We've been talking about how you don't get no points for not loving yourself the most, and sometimes we need to be reminded that we are beautiful, valuable, necessary, and enough. That's okay, too. But if you come across someone that takes the time to remind you of who you are when you need it, and you don't thank the universe by saying yes to the opportunity, then you don't get no points, and it's going to suck to be you until your thoughts have become defeated and your body gives up trying to do what it was created to do. Now you got the high blood pressure and the whatnots. You're taking 1,000 pills morning, noon, and night. I've said this before, but it wasn't saying now, your body listens to your mind, and your mind tells your body what to do. So if you tell your mind that you are sick, you will become sick. Follow me. You go to the doctor. They tell you that you got cancer. Your mind says, what the hell is that? So the doctor proceeds to tell you and you tell your mind that this is important information to relay in your thoughts to yourself. So they in turn take these instructions and they act accordingly. 2 weeks and a whole ass blood transfusion later, you just gone from this earth, and all the doctor can say is, sorry for your loss, another one bites the dust. Do you know how many people have radiated the very hair from their bodies trying to heal from a story they told themselves about themselves? You a lie and the truth ain't in you if you think you can't cure yourself from any of these man-made illnesses by changing the way you treat yourself. Changing what you feed yourself, what you drink, giving proper attention to your thoughts through yoga and meditation and bathing. In a process of 7 to 10 years, everything in your body is replaced, renewed, regenerated. You have been created to be here for a long time, beloved. Your body is constantly renewing itself, and that's why you can heal from anything. That's why we are considered to be the most feared on the planet, because we have been created to be here forever. That day, my mom transitioned, my cousin told me she was pregnant with my little cousin Mikey. We are forever energy. We cut our own lives short when we don't pay attention and put ourselves first. Doesn't matter who you are. Nobody's exempt. When our people die from illness that we were introduced to at the hospital or the doctor's office, the very least we can do is research for alternatives and options. We got a handful of scripts walking out the door, and that's not fair to our bodies. There was a time when our people didn't know anything about these diseases and illnesses and whatnot. Many scholars, including Dr. Sebi, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Cousin Nick, who learned from the other two, that what the earth provides is all that's sufficient for our bodies. And that's all I'm going to say about it. And drink water. I'm going through these requests that I asked for. Thank you. And I thought this was funny, this one. You know, somebody suggested that I do a show called You Don't Get No Points for That. And I just started thinking about why I say that so much. And it's usually when I feel like somebody is not loving themselves first and the most, which is all that's being said here. Join us again on Thursday. Peace and love energy. I'll see you guys next time.